Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It didn't make sense to Peter. You better get ready for some stuff. God's going to use to blow your mind. That's why you can't lock God in no box. Amen. He's going to move in ways that you didn't expect, that you don't understand, but it's going to be God nonetheless. Amen. So Peter, you know the story. Peter went to Cornelius' house, and what God was doing, he was doing something new that hadn't been done before. He was reaching out or breaking into the Gentile. See, some of y'all going to be on cutting edge stuff. So you can't be listening to the world and just locked into what CNN says or Fox News and all this riffraff, Republican and Democrat and all this stuff that's going on. It's ploys of the devil just to keep you distracted. The Diddy trial, you know, everybody just filing. You spend more time than that than in your Bible. You didn't even pray this morning. You got up on your phone, you know, looking, see what's what. Tell the truth. Go ahead and repent. Distraction. The world is a whirlwind. We're not subjected to that system. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. Kingdom order. The kingdom within you. Kingdom order is God's divine structure and authority. That's kingdom order. Faith is the operating system of this order. You can't connect to or subject yourself or submit to God's divine or kingdom order without first having faith. Amen. See, there are people that submit to order, but it's just order. Amen. Legalistic stuff. They'll do it legalistically. Amen. They'll do it, you know, they do it good too. And they'll be there. They'll be on time. And they'll do it every week. But no faith involved. It's just order. It's just legalistic stuff. It's religious. You know, we were on the, was it on the plane? I think it was on some plane. We were on the plane. I think it was one of them rides. It was one of them long rides. I'm trying to remember. I see this guy. I think we were on the plane. Anyway, first thing he did when the plane took off and the seatbelts were off, he took his jacket off and laid it out on the, it was at the airport. Okay, because I've seen it on the plane too. Laid his jacket out and, you know, had it, put his hat on and got down on his knees and, you know, real noble. I mean, hey, saints ought to pray like that. not necessarily that posture, but I mean, as you know, disciplined as they are with that. You know what I mean? But it's just a religious thing. I've seen the rabbis, you know, they on the plane. A bunch of them was on there. And they just, you know, they all facing east, facing Jerusalem, and all of them, a bunch of them had the prayer shawls on and that. And they really don't carry anything. I'm going to tell the truth and make the devil a lie. They don't care. That's legalistic stuff. That's Old Testament stuff. And here we are, saints of God. Amen. Children of the King. Carrying the goods. Got the real fountain of life on the inside. Amen. And won't discipline ourselves to believe. It's not that hard. Look at someone and tell them, just simply believe. You have faith. I don't care what you're facing right now. I don't care how you feel, what emotions or feelings are warring with you. You got faith. Under every man is given the measure of faith. You got some faith. Now the issue is, what do you do with it? And many just try to get comfortable just in going through motions.
Amen.
Going through the motion of stuff and not really believing. But that motion without faith is dead. That's like being a dead horse. Or even your faith without a work is dead. You can say you believe all you want. Just I believe. And no corresponding action.
Amen. Amen.
It's dead. It's like the body without the spirit. So we must have two. Kingdom order is the framework. The structure. Faith is the operating system of the order. So you got to be in order. You got to be believing. Hello? You got to be in order and believing. Faith is not chaotic like a lot of people think. It works within God's divine patterns. There's a pattern. You're not just shooting in the dark. I'm just believing God. Well, you know, you ain't shooting in the dark. There's a pattern. There's a way that you believe. Amen? Joel chapter 2, verse 7 and 8 simply says, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Soldiers keep rank. Amen. Look at someone and say, soldier, keep rank. Keep rank. Amen. Keep rank. We're to keep rank even in the midst of battle. Yeah. That's where people throw away their weapons. You run for cover. No. True soldiers keep rank. We're to know how to endure hardness. When you visit somewhere like where we just were, and then those are just video. We smelled everything. You know, when you come out of Africa, it's like something lifts up off of you, because it's an odor. Not all of it, but it's like an oppression. These people have been left out. Mm-hmm. On purpose.
Amen.
Richest continent on the planet. But left out. So God has a real heart toward that. You understand something? The first gonna be last. And the last gonna be first. And there's gonna be recompense. God is not mocked. I said, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man has sown, they shall also reap. I'm telling you, there's a turnaround coming. There's a turning around that's coming. Amen. On the planet. So get ready for it. But we must learn to stay in kingdom order and operate by faith. Peter was, when he stepped out of the boat, let me emphasize this again and again. When Peter stepped out of the boat, he stepped out in faith. He stepped out on the word, come. And he started to walk, but he allowed his attention to be drawn away from Christ. Amen. And come to what was going on around him. It says, when he saw the wind boisterous and the waves, when he heard, he began to sink. And the Lord, When he rescued him and brought him back into the boat, he said, O ye of little faith. Ha. Now understand something. He wasn't talking about how small Peter's faith was.
Amen.
Because the word says, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. So it's not the size of your faith. What he was saying, if you study that word out, he was saying, Peter, you had faith that wouldn't sustain. You didn't sustain it. It wasn't a matter of how small it was. If you got small faith and you sustain it, you ain't gonna sink. You just got a little bit of faith, but you ain't sinking. You going. So it's not the size of faith. It's a matter of whether you sustain it or not. Oh, ye of puny faith. You start out today believing, but tomorrow you're doubting. No, that's when you fight. I said, that's when you fight. You fight the good fight of faith. No, I started out believing. God told me this. I'm going to fight that fight of faith. I'm going to wrestle with this devil. I'm going to rebuke this enemy. I'm going to overcome this trial. I'm not giving up. I got a little bit of faith. That's all I need. If I hold on to that faith. You don't need a whole lot. Use what you got. Keep using it. Keep using it. Keep talking about it. If you have to whisper it, sometimes you got to moan it. Moan it. Send that frequency out.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.